Yes, the election lines are now open. Give us a call. Have you been out there to the polls yet? What do they look like? What's going on? Are you afraid, nervous? Any kind of altercations? Anything going on? Just we want eyes on target. We want boots on the ground out there. You're our eyes and ears of what's happening around the city, around the state, as people make their way to the polling centers to cast their votes.
Scotty Wyckoff's going to join us at 8 o'clock from WBL News Radio 1090. He's at the polls. Mike, do we know what poll he's at?
He's going to a bunch of polls this morning, yeah. So wherever he is at 8.
Throw some dollars at him. Stuff him in his G-string.
Spiegel and I were in the newsroom a little bit ago, and they have a live shot of a poll. And there's lines already.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be voting today.
Mike's already out.
Well, yeah, but by the time you get out of here, Mike, they'll probably have died down in the middle of the day. Right now, it's 7
o'clock. Freedom versus convenience.
Yeah, people are trying to get it in before they go to work.
In 2012, I stood in line 2 hours, and that was nowhere near as controversial an election as this is.
I mean, a lot of people have off, too, or can work from home today.
And let's not forget about what happened to your burrito that day as the sour cream went bad and the guacamole turned to brown.
Hashtag remember.
Lest we forget Josh's burrito so many years ago, we implore you, the voter, today, eat ahead of time or afterwards. Don't let innocent food rot and die while you wait in a 9-hour long line.
Hey, what's your game plan, Speaks?
Well, I'm going to vote later and I'm going to have to make sure my schedule is open so I can wait in line for 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the high school near my spot. Luckily, it's like right around the corner. I used to have to drive miles and miles, but this place I can go skateboard to, which I'm thinking about doing, just skating up like Christian Slater from Gleaming the Cube.
Hey, I'm here to vote.
Hey, I'm here to pick a leader.
I'm here to vote for POTUS. All right. I'm not leaving this polling booth until you make me. I'm in here twisting up a sick stick of that devil's lettuce. I'm gonna exercise my right.
Yeah, because I think freedom's rocking!
Yeah, I'm worried. There's gonna be a long line.
How long would it have to be for you to turn around and go home?
You can't.
Is there a length?
No. Because here's the thing. Once you reach that, you reach the point of no return after a while. You're like, well, I've waited this long, so now I have to continue to wait.
Dude, I slept 18 hours in front of a Walmart for an Xbox 360. If I can't stay in front of a line for an hour or so to pick the leader of the free world, bury me under the darkest prison you can find in the most rotten state, which happens to be Michigan, because I just don't deserve to be above ground. And you found this, Mike. And I'm baffled by this. Social media can sway political opinions, according to a Pew Research poll.
Pew
Research poll. 20% of social media users admit they've changed their thoughts on a political issue based on information that they read on social media, Facebook, Twitter, while 17% say a post has changed their view about a specific political candidate. And man, if you would have asked me, I would have said it was less than 1%. I've never seen a Facebook poll or some graph or some hastily thrown together Photoshop of like Trump standing in front of like a bunch of apocalyptic buildings with a gigantic mushroom cloud in the distance and thought to myself, oh man, I better give old Hill Dog my vote or it's going to be the end of days. And then on the other hand, you got Hillary like creeping along some cartoon, reaching into your back pocket, trying to pull your wallet out and hand it to the foreign horde cartoonishly drawn behind her. Oh, man, that's my money. Don't be giving it to that man. That's a different color. I've never once looked at one of these things and had that sway me. But I guess...
I mean, you're assuming that's what it is. What if it's just a link to an article that you would have never read before, and then you see it on your buddy's page, and you click the link, and it's like a real article, and you go, oh, okay, I never knew that before. Maybe I'll rethink things.
How many people do you think actually read articles these days? I promise you, probably, like, if you have a salacious enough headline, you can then just write the recipe for, like, a Reuben sandwich in the article, and no one will ever find out, because no one reads articles.
Yes, I don't know. I mean, it just seems like I wouldn't change it just based off some wacky photo. I would read and try to educate myself.
And I also need to point out, again, for many times, we are the nation that gave Ashley Simpson, the less talented sister of the Simpson clan, a hit album here in the country. So we're not really known for our dedication to quality. As much as this election has just sucked since Jump Street, I think instead of like looking to prospective candidates, we kind of need to shine a light on ourselves as a people and said we've kind of behaved like a bunch of assholes for the past 6 months.
It's not everybody in Washington. It's not everybody inside the 495 Beltway and what have you. We as a people all across the board have sort of acted like a bunch of jackwagons all spring, summer, into fall.
Yeah, apparently none of our listeners are out at the polls or care to share their experiences because nobody has called. I don't know what's happening this morning. Somebody said on text, just voted in Frederick County, God's country.
Here, here.
In and out in about 12 minutes.
There we go.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, mine is like in a small little church that's like Justin says, right around the corner from my house. Like I walk there in 2 minutes. And it always seems like, not always, but the last time I went, it wasn't really that busy. So I'm hoping for the same.
You know, you talk about people behaving so badly. A lot of families and friends, they've been ripped apart.
It's true.
Torn asunder.
Torn apart. So I'm curious, how not only is the country going to unite as a whole and politicians and the parties, but how will families and friends reunite?
That's a great point. On a dining table level, and you often make them. Thanksgiving's like right around the corner,
yeah.
And that's all anybody's going to be talking about. The new president, whether it be Trump, whether it be Clinton.
That's when I grab a beer and I just walk outside.
That's when
enjoy the brisk weather.
I stand next to my cousin who gets high. I don't, but I'll breathe in real deep near him and just let them argue over a pile of old cranberry sauce.
God, can I say this?
Let
I don't know
out.
If I can say this. No, I can't.
I'll
I might get
it.
In a lot of trouble.
Okay. Scott's family has been known
say
to
that
fix elections.
There is a potential for my holiday plans to be up in the air based on political arguments that took place a few weeks back. That's all I can say. There was a gathering. We weren't there. I don't know where we were, what we were doing. I don't even remember what the gathering was, but let's just say between certain members of my extended family, things got very heated, to the point where now people may not be invited back certain holidays, and we may be looking for a place to go for the holidays.
You should come to the Schlegel household.
I forgot about that.
Bunch of mouth-breathing, mayonnaise-eating burp muffins. I mean, we don't get passionate about anything unless it's pro wrestling or cat fancy. That's what I love about my family. We just don't care.
There's apparently a little bit of booze involved, but yeah, Spiegel, you're right. Like I forgot about that. Wow, I'm dealing with that firsthand. There, my family is being ripped apart by this election.
And dear,
for real, I'm not kidding. There was one on one side and one on the other side, and it got like heated.
I mean, I've seen Facebook posts where people are calling for the death of like Trump supporters. I mean, that vociferous. Demanding
people
death.
Calling for, like, throw a rope over a branch if I see I'm with herd. We've shown our true colors here. And it's an ugly color.
It's pathetic.
And dear God, Johnny America Dew Pew has been the first official listener to make this nation great again by writing in Josh Spiegel.
Oh, my God.
He sent us an image. For representative in Congress District 1,
oh my God,
Andy Harris, Joe Werner, Matt Beers, and he wrote in Josh Spiegel, we continue to ask you to do the same, to make a mockery of our clown shoes election.
Please vote for a valid candidate.
I'm writing you in. What are you talking about?
Josh is busy enough as is. He doesn't need to lead a nation. Let's go to the phones real quick. If you're continuing to call, hold. We'll get to you after sports also. Let's take one or two here. Let's go to Andy in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Did you vote?
Yes, I did. Cochran Middle.
My man. Congratulations. Taking part in the Democratic process. What was it like out there? Was it calm? Was it smooth?
Yeah, it was pretty calm, to be honest. It wasn't too bad. I think I showed up at about 20-7, and I think I was in and out in about a half hour.
Okay, not bad.
Very, very nice.
You got your sticker? Did you get your sticker? Are you wearing your sticker?
Over my left breast pocket, as a matter of fact.
Excellent, buddy. Excellent.
Why don't you slide it down onto your breast?
Yeah, put it right over that nipple.
Were you high on drugs when you voted, by any chance?
Was I high on drugs when I voted? No, but I'm about to go home.
Very nice. Go home. Burn it up. He says he's about to go home and burn one up.
Or did they need to make those stickers bigger?
Well,
it's just.
I never thought about it, Mike.
Yeah, I think it's time to up the size.
Okay.
And maybe even a pin.
Let's go to Lisa.
That's very expensive, Michael.
Lisa, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Marna.
Taking part in the Democratic process?
I did. I'm a resident of Hartford County. My husband and I just voted at our local elementary school, and it was fast and expeditious, but it was also kind of intense. People had the Trump signs hanging from their necks. It was crazy.
See, it's going to be intense. Now, when you leave, like, because I remember, you know, the last time I voted, when you leave, don't you get that weird feeling like the, like you just like you did something like you made a difference?
Hello, my baby.
I had a say in the process.
Yes. No. Hello.
Yes.
And Lisa, who did you vote for?
I am a Trump supporter.
Oh, okay.
There we go. It is your right to do so. Paul Mittermeier just smiled ear to ear for some reason. Lisa, thank you for checking in. Thank you for voting.
Sure.
All right, there she goes. All right, hey, continuing to hold Brenton. That's a name. It is election day, and yeah, we want to find out what's it like down there right now. Our line's backing up. We're getting messages from people saying, I'm getting in, I'm getting out. It's been easy. Chris Robinson says he's in line at his polling place. Only paper ballots, one scanning machine. The machine is now jammed, 100 people waiting. He didn't say where that was. Well, I don't want to know where it was.
Well, there are, it's all paper ballots here in Maryland now.
Interesting. Interesting. Let's go to the phones here. Let's see who's been holding for a sec. Let's go to Debbie, Carroll County. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi, Debbie.
Thank you for holding.
You're welcome.
What's your morning been like? What have you done so far?
Well, I could have walked to my polling place, but I didn't. I stood outside for about 15 minutes. Okay. Say less than at 7. I was out by 7:15.
What's the vibe out there? Is it people ready to do their duty as citizens? Is there an air of caution? People looking over their shoulders? Camaraderie amongst the camps? What's the mood?
It was very quiet because I think it was very early.
Yeah.
It was cold and people just wanted to get in and get out. But the lady at the school said that usually at 7 o'clock when they open the doors, there's only like 4 people. But we were down the sidewalk, you know, around the corner, so there was a lot of people out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, right. Thank you for doing your duty as a United States citizen, casting your vote. You got your sticker? Where's your sticker?
My sticker's right here on my over my heart.
Very nice. Place it directly over your left nipple.
Hey.
What? Make it sexy. Hey, just because this has been one of the worst election cycles in recent history doesn't mean we can't sexy it up a little bit. But place the sticker directly over your nipple. Let's go to Sig in Crownsville. Love Crownsville. Good morning, Sig.
Morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey. How you guys going?
Good, man.
Pretty good. I just voted in Crownsville, drove up an hour to Owings Mills to go to Stevenson University, just got back.
Drove an hour?
Yeah. It was, traffic wasn't that bad on the road this morning, but it wasn't a fun commute back up.
What was the staff like there? We've heard some people are highly efficient. They're ninjas. They're getting people in and out. Then you got someone who's like this 94-year-old retiree who's just staring up at the sun. Like, how is your staff there? Are they good? They getting you in? They getting you out?
Some of them were good. Some of them were the 94-year-olds who were just looking up at the sun. So,
I think I accidentally just sent that gentleman Sig to the women's handicap stall when he said where his voting booth was. I think I made myself a boo-boo.
Oh.
Thank you, Sig, for doing your duty, buddy. We appreciate it. Let's see who else has been here. Kenny, PG County. Charles County was always worried that you guys were going to invade in the 90s. Where'd you vote?
Near Pennsylvania. It's right outside of Waldorf, your hometown. Very easy, 5 minutes after 7, and I was in and out in 10 minutes. They have 8 stations for the Scrantron seats, 1 station for the computer touch screen, and only 1 ballot counting Scrantron machine at the end, but I was out in 10 minutes.
Nice.
The only thing is they had the computer screen showing in the middle of the room where everybody could stand behind you and see while they were scanning their ballots afterwards, but they changed that right after I got out of there because me and another lady said something about it, and they turned it around so it was facing the wall. But 10 minutes in and out, nothing big deal.
Who'd you vote for?
The winner.
I see what he did there.
That's very clever. Very clever. I like that. All right.
You definitely voted for Hillary.
Let's go to Will in Bel Air. Will, good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, bud. So you got your vote in?
Yeah, was in there about 10 minutes before 7, out 7:10. Everybody's friendly. It was fun.
Now, let me ask you, to Scott's point earlier, that when you get done with something like that and you feel like your voice is counted, you've cast your vote, do you walk back to your car a little more broad-shouldered, your chest out? Do you go strutting back to your vehicle thinking, hey,
I said my piece.
I'd say this year, yeah. Definitely.
See? So it's you get the power, you get the sense of power. I remember like it was yesterday, the sense of power
Thank
I had
you, Will.
When I walked out last time.
By God, we will have our sense of power again today as I go in that booth and write in Josh.
In terms of like coverage speaks, when should I start watching? When is it really going to start to like,
well,
time-wise, throughout the day?
I
want to watch Steve Wilkos. I got to get Steve Wilkos in.
I have to watch SmackDown
tonight.
Maybe
a little
tonight.
Wendy Williams.
I got to catch up on Vanderpump.
The polls start closing in the 7 o'clock hour in other parts of the country. So those are, after 7 will be the first results coming in.
Okay.
That's when it'll get exciting. And then you'll still be watching tomorrow morning. I don't know. We'll see how late it goes.
Hopefully not late because I need my sleep.
Let's go to Brenton. New Freedom. Brenton, New Freedom. Good morning, Brenton.
Yes, sir.
Brenton.
Yes, sir.
How'd it go, bud? How'd it go?
Oh, it wasn't too bad other than sneezing because of my weed allergy. No, it was good, man. It was good. It was. It got there about 20 minutes before 7. Out by 7:10. I couldn't get over the number of people there, though. I mean, it was probably well over 125 people.
Wow.
Did that fill you with did that fill you with joy that many people are coming out to vote? That's got to feel good. If there's nobody out there, nobody cares, but you see that many people, people are impassioned. Are you proud of your fellow
man? People care. Yeah. It's it's definitely it's been a very divisive, race, but I think that people are definitely taking part and making their voices heard.
Are you
so
from
that,
a split,
there's something to be said for that.
Are you from a split household? You heard Scott allude to that there might be a house divided in the Reardon clan.
Actually, we are.
Oh!
Yeah, we definitely are. I mean, every year we joke around like I'll tell my wife, I didn't vote today. No, I didn't vote. You don't have to go vote. Don't worry about it. I didn't vote today. And then of course I voted. And, she'll do the same thing with me to try to get the other person not to vote. Because we know that our votes count each other out, so...
Right.
Wow. Okay. So that should make for some very aggressive sex later. All right. Thank you for the call.
Well, do what you do.
God bless you, Brenton. God bless you. Let's do another one here. Josh has been holding for a little bit. Josh in Hartford, good morning on this election Tuesday.
Morning. Hey, I don't know if it was the cold or morning, but people are just kind of looking at each other in the polls. So if we kind of stared each other down a little bit, but it's very heavy. People were there. We were in and out pretty quickly, but...
a heavy flow.
Yeah, it was. It was a heavy flow today.
Oh, heavy flow day. One woman said that there were people that were there voting. They were actually wearing their Trump signs around their neck, which, I mean, they are all about... a lot of people don't say who they're voting for, but apparently the Trump supporters are like, hey, look...
Loud and proud.
I'm loud and proud. Was anybody out there like that, loud and proud about who they were voting for, or...?
There was no indication. Nobody was wearing any colors or anything. Okay. Everybody, I think, was just there to take care of business. And even though this election was contentious, it's at least it's got people talking about the right things.
A heavy flow in red state.
Come on! Come on!
By the way, do you hear the quality of the call that we're getting when we discuss where they're voting at and how it's going
based meanwhile, on location
like, yeah meanwhile like days prior like hey, did your ex-girlfriend ever give you chlamydia? Yeah, well, I did one thing. Mom, can you hear me? Hold on, I'm in the let me do boy, she made my downtown be like a fire sale going on. Boop-a-dab-a-doo-doo. These people are just clear-headed, concise, very good information. It sounds like for the most part stuff is going rather smooth.